Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you want to meet myself and Ollie Davis of Wrestle Ramble fame? Well, you can do just that by joining us at Wrestling Media Con on September 8th and 9th from the Bowlers Exhibition Centre in Manchester, England. Ollie and I will be doing a live episode of Wrestle Ramble as well as signings and photos. But that's not all. Wrestling Media Con will have shows from Cultaholic, Inside the Ropes, Wrestling with Regret, Don Callis, Botchamania, Art of Wrestling, Sean Waltman, and more. There will also be the first ever Wrestling Media Hall of Fame and wrestling shows from Impact Wrestling, where they will be taking on the best the UK has to offer, and Revolution Pro Wrestling featuring the legendary Jushin Thunder Liger defending his British J Cup crown. Tickets are on sale now, so head over to WrestlingMediaCon.com. That's WrestlingMediaCon.com.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's time for some NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4 predictions. I am Luke Owen, and this is El Fakeador Laurie Blake. So we're here to give our predictions for this coming Saturday's NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4. How are you feeling about the show?
I'm quite excited. Excited. I mean, obviously, couched somewhat by various injuries and changes and stuff. But yeah. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Like, there's a lot to look forward to. And I think the takeovers have always been, generally speaking, off the chain.
I would certainly say so.
So I imagine that this is also going to be yet another stonker. I mean, it's one of those weird things to be like, oh, I'm sad that we have to, that Alistair Black's not going to be in a match, but we get to watch Gargano and Ciampa go at it again. So
this time in a last man standing match.
The match they should have had at the previous pay-per-view.
Hmm.
Which is what the rumour was, that they were going to have a last man standing match at the last takeover they had the street fight.
Yes.
But however, that was the stipulation they were doing for AJ and Shinsuke, so they moved Gargano and Ciampa's match to be a street fight instead.
Interesting. Mm. So I think this is quite a good lineup. Brian Alvarez of Figure Four has said quite eloquently many, many times there is yet to be a bad takeover. And I'm inclined to agree with him, particularly Brooklyn. Brooklyn feels like their WrestleMania at times because it's the fourth annual Brooklyn show that they've done, and it's always where they do a lot of really big stuff. Like, it was the debut of the Undisputed Era last year.
Oh yeah, that was so good.
Bayley Banks the year previous, Shinsuke Nakamura winning the title and things like that. So I think they do quite a lot of like big time stuff at this one, so it'd be interesting to see where they're going to go with this one. But let's run down the card and give our thoughts on this, kicking off with, speaking of, the Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain for the NXT Tag Team Championships, indeed, twirling the mustache. Now, this is an interesting one because Undisputed Era were the champs, and then because they were over in the UK doing some the UK Championship stuff, they switched the belts to get a massive pop from the crowd. Crowd came unglued. The Royal Albert Hall came unglued because Undisputed Era, the Mustache Mountain, won the tag straps. And then 2 weeks later, Undisputed Era just won them back. But I will say,
in a stonker of a match.
It is such a good match. The very first NXT match from Full Sail to get 5 stars from Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer newsletter.
It was so interestingly worked though as well. It was so, you know, the throwing in the towel, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was just like the storytelling in that match was just, oh, it was on point. It was so good.
Absolutely awesome. Ollie and I, if you are interested in hearing Ollie and I review that match in great detail, we did it on Ramble Club
which is part of our $10 Patreon package, or $10 pledge hammers. If you're a $10 pledge hammer, you can hear it. And anyways, you're
going to
check it out.
Go to Patreon.
So, where are you sitting with this one? Who do you think's walking out Brooklyn with the tag straps?
I think it's so difficult to call because I kind of feel like Undisputed Era, it's about time to move them on.
Mm.
Despite the fact that there's the rumours that Fish is coming back quite soon, isn't there, I think. But I do feel like it's time for them to sort of move on up to the next level. And, like, potentially that's either... my two theories. Either that's going up to the main roster, or that is moving Adam Cole up the card.
Oh, okay, so which we'll come on to.
Which then we keep Undisputed, the regular O'Reilly and Strong in the tag picture, keeping the faction looking strong, while Cole can drop the title here but move up to the next one.
Mm.
So that's one option. The other option is everyone's dropping it and they're all going up.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. There are always NXT call-ups around SummerSlam time or after, you know, on the Raw and SmackDowns after SummerSlam.
What a pop that would be.
I'm not sure if Undisputed Era are going to be one of them, though. I think I think they've got at least another year in NXT before they get the call-up. I mean, they're quite faction-heavy.
Mm.
Well, you know, they've got Sanity up there, and you've got New Day technically as a faction as well, if they went to SmackDown at the very least. So I don't know if I could see Undisputed Era being called up just yet.
No, and but, I think it also depends on what you're doing with Mustache Mountain, right? So, like, here, we're obviously pitching Mustache Mountain as the top tag team, one of the top tag teams in the NXT brand, which now obviously includes NXT UK. And there's going to be tag titles over there.
That's my thinking. Yeah. So I'm thinking that Undisputed Era are going to retain here, and then Mustache Mountain will become more of a focal point on NXT UK as opposed to on NXT. So for me, I mean, I'm going with the Undisputed Era. But what say you?
I am inclined to agree.
You're going with Undisputed Era as well?
Undisputed Era are the ones to go with.
So, coming up next is one match, the only match on the card that isn't for a championship, and it's the Velveteen Dream versus EC3. It's Velveteen Dream's, you know, tri-monthly big-time match where he puts someone over.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, he's the kingmaker, so...
He
doesn't need to win. That's,
no.
I think the brilliance of Velveteen Dream is that he completely can just take a loss and still come out of it looking fantastic. At some point, he's going to have to win some because he's not going to be able to back up anything he's saying anymore. But I don't know. I feel like they love to use him to make other people look good. And EC3, to me, seems like someone they want to make look very good, especially after having sort of a slight personality shuffle recently and becoming a bit more face-like, a bit more likable overall.
Yes.
So I think in this one, it's going to EC3, and I think they're going to continue doing Velveteen Dream, Star Factory.
I think I could go with an EC3 win here. If only because I'm wondering if Dream is one of the guys that's going to get called up.
Yeah, I feel like he could do a clean... Yeah. He'd have a nice clean slate going into the main roster.
That's what I mean. It's like, but to be honest, because if you keep Dream down in NXT, there's not much more that you can do with him.
He's going to have to pick up a belt at some point, isn't he?
Well, he's going to have to pick up a belt or get into a feud where he can pick up some victories.
Yeah.
But at the moment, his feuds very much are, as we are joking about, it's putting other people over.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also, if you consider there might be shuffling on this show itself, the logical place for Dream to sort of be in a rivalry for is the North American Championship, which might end up on Ricochet in this show.
Mm-hmm.
They've already had their feud.
Yes.
They've already done that. It was brilliant, but we don't need another NXT feud rehash because we're already doing a lot of Gargano and Ciampa over and over again.
Unfortunately so, which we'll come on to shortly. To the other side of the coin is that Dream picks up the win here in a surprise because everyone is expecting him to lose and swerve Dream picks up the victory. But I think I'm going to stick with my original thoughts. I'm going to go with EC3, and that's going to come with a Dream call-up on the SmackDown brand.
SmackDown.
That's where I think I'm going. But where are you?
He's quirky, and so I think potentially that fits. I'm very much in the EC3 camp here. I can't see Velveteen being used for anything else really here. So I don't think it would do anyone favors to have him pick up the victory.
Yes. Coming up next, Adam Cole versus Ricochet for the North American Championship. This is only the first time it's been defended on a TakeOver show, because it won the TakeOver show over WrestleMania weekend. It wasn't featured on the last TakeOver in Chicago. So here we have our first singles match for on a TakeOver show. It's Adam Cole versus Ricochet. What say you?
I'm I lean towards Ricochet here. I think it's his moment, and he needs, like, he is looking like the top star, one of the top stars in the brand. And I think because the main title's been caught up in the whole Ciampa Gargano thing now, which is brilliant, but that's sort of in their sort of storm that they cause. I think he's gonna win here.
And you
I think you can then send Adam Cole up the card and have him vie for the main title.
Which is really interesting, and I think you're very much on the money, because I think Adam Cole certainly could be one of those guys that goes up into that main event picture. But I actually am. I think Cole's going to retain.
Do you?
Yeah, only because it's the first of its the takeover defenses. It's Adam Cole really hasn't done much with the belt,
but he has defended it a few times on NXT.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think he's really done anything with the belts as of yet. It almost feels like it's too early to take it off of him.
Yeah, when did he win it?
At WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania, so 6 months-ish ago.
But that's what I mean. It's like, within those 6 months, he hasn't really done a lot with it. He's done defenses for it on TV.
True.
But he hasn't, like, this is his first sort of feud over the belt.
It depends what you think is going to happen with the main title, though, because that's just changed hands as well. So I think, like, they're not going to do a huge, like, let's do a huge sea change here. Unless it is everyone's going up. Like, you know, let's swap it all out.
Yes,
it's so hard to call.
I'm
sticking with Ricochet, though, because I just think after the Velveteen Dream, match, I just think it's his time to have a belt on him.
Cool. Well, I'm sticking with Adam Cole in a retention.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For the NXT Women's Championship, we have got Kairi Sane vying to win the belt off of the Queen of Spades, Shayna Baszler. What do you think of this one?
I'm torn, but I do think Baszler will be retaining. I think that she's become, actually got quite good at promos recently, I think.
She's had
a lot of, like, when she first came in and she had the Mae Young matches she had were great. Then she joined NXT and had a few other matches that just weren't, they didn't really do anything for me. They were a bit like bland. And then even when she won the championship, I still wasn't like overly sold on Baszler. But then since she's had the belt, everything she's done is like the viciousness, the attacks, the intimidation stuff. And now her promo stuff has got really good as well. Her voice is a little grating at times sometimes. Like, sometimes when she gets a bit too into it, she comes out a quick bit grating. But like, mostly I think she's kind of the full package. And I think going into something like Evolution, you want someone like that. Especially if you're going to do like the Four Horsewomen thing. Like, how cool would it be, say, for the Four Horsewomen versus Four Horsewomen match, two of the MMA four horsewomen, because the other two, Jessamyn Duke and
Miriam Schaefer,
haven't actually really had any televised matches yet.
No.
But the other two could both be champions at the point that Evolution happens. So,
yeah, that's true. Which would be a really awesome moment as well for like the NXT Women's Champion and the Raw Women's Champion. Going by our predictions, that Ronda's going to win the belt at Evolution, or will be a champion at Evolution. Find out more in our SummerSlam predictions tomorrow.
I don't know what we said. I can't remember.
Well, let's not give any spoilers. With our first ever three-man booth episode. So you can have both those champions have that moment where they both raise up their belt at the end. That would be a very, very cool moment. So I was leaning towards Baszler retaining him.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this match is very timely, this match, because the Mae Young Classic is starting very, very soon. Mm-hmm. And Kairi Sane won the Mae Young Classic last year. And Shayna Baszler was the runner-up. So this is kind of like, it's a rematch of the Mae Young Classic final from 2017. And I wonder if they're going to have Sane win the belt as almost a way to promote the Mae Young Classic. Of the Mae Young Classic winner finally captures the NXT Women's Championship. Personally, certainly. I don't think it's the right time to put the belt on Sane. But no. I wonder if I'm just sort of, maybe I'm not so much playing devil's advocate, but I wonder if from a sort of PR standpoint and a way to push the Mae Young Classic that you would put the belt on Sane at this point.
But then this is also a run back of that, and then this the opposite sort of swerve ending is that Baszler wins this time rather than Sane. And also because I think you've got to think who might win Mae Young 2.
Yes, I mean, we're not going to talk about the who's in the finals here, because they have already taped all of the stuff. It airs next month, I think. So we have an idea. We know who's going to be facing off at Evolution, but we won't do it here for spoiler purposes. It's tough, this one. My brain says Baszler, but I think my heart says Baszler and my brain thinks Sane. I'm actually going to go with Kairi Sane.
Are you? I think the opposite. I think my heart says Sane and my brain thinks Baszler because I just... Yeah, I think Baszler's the package.
She
now.
So is.
And I don't think... Yeah. Obviously, like Sane, English not being her first language, struggles on the promo side of things. I think going into Evolution, they want as many complete packages, holding all of the titles that you can have to then put them out there and be like, this is women's wrestling.
Actually, it's a very good point. And I've said it before on this show, I'm a massive advocate of Shayna Baszler. I think she's so, so awesome. You calling her the total package is completely right. I'm a little bit in love with her as a wrestler. I think she's so good. And I think she's got an amazing presence about her.
She's terrifying.
She's so terrifying.
She's absolutely terrifying.
And I would really like... Really, in my sort of my heart of hearts, I would like to see Baszler retain and re-pick up her feud with Dakota Kai.
Oh, yes.
And
yes, like,
and perhaps then you're going to do the Dakota Kai win of the belt at Evolution as well, where she finally beats the big bully. I'm almost talking myself out of voting for Kairi Sane here, but I feel like
You're pressing backspace, Luke.
I think I'm going to go with Kairi Sane, but I do think that in my heart of hearts, I think it is going to be a Baszler retention. But, you know, for the sake of being different, I'll go with Sane. But in the main event, at least we'll assume it's the main event, it most likely will be, is Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano for the NXT Championship. This was originally meant to be a triple threat with former champion Aleister Black. But unfortunately, he was injured in a match against Ciampa at a Las Vegas show. And he's not going to be back until September.
He done his balls in, didn't he?
He did do his balls in. He goes Shinsuke Naka. So this is a last man standing match.
Shinsuke Naka to the undercrackers.
Exactly, So this is a last man standing match. This is the third takeover in a row that these two will have met. Where can they possibly go? This has to be the end, right? This has got to be the final moment of this feud.
Yeah.
This has to be the final match on this. So in which case, one would assume that the whole point of all of this was to put the belt on Gargano.
Yeah, and like, I don't think it's going to
happen. But I don't think it's going to happen either. Because I think Ciampa's only just won the belt. And I think even with Aleister Black in there, he still would have retained.
Yeah, because I think that this is the culmination of the downfall of Johnny Gargano.
Mm-hmm.
And I think while obviously we've all been along the way, we've been like babyface Johnny, overcomes drastic odds and eventually picks up the belt. He's had a lot of chances at the belt already, irregardless of it being Ciampa holding it.
Yep.
I think this is the beginning of some sort of heel turn type thing for Johnny. I think him coming out and causing Ciampa to win the belt in the match with Black on NXT, I think this is the beginning of him sort of slightly twisting and going a bit crazy, driven crazy by Ciampa.
Yeah, I could certainly see that. I mean, I also think that Ciampa is retaining it, so we're both going with TC.
Yeah, I just think it's... I think this could lead to some sort of heel DIY reunion of sorts.
That'd be very interesting.
Which would be incredible. Because from the way it's been done so far, I feel like Ciampa has driven Johnny to the point of cracking completely.
He certainly has, yeah.
Obviously, a last man standing match is a good outlet for all of that kind of stuff, considering the sort of barbarity they inflicted on each other in the street fight anyway. However, I think Ciampa retaining here is like the final push that Johnny needs to completely flip.
Yeah.
And that is as big a swerve, I think, as him just picking up... I think that's a bigger swerve, probably a bigger pop and more interesting than him just picking up the belt.
Yeah.
Even though we would all love to see Johnny Gargano pick up the belt finally after years of trials and tribulations.
It almost feels like it's too soon for Ciampa to lose the belt. And actually, in terms of this story, it's almost too soon for Gargano to win the belt. Mm. Like, what you need is, I kind of agree with you, what you need is for Gargano to go off the deep end and really, hit rock bottom so we can then have this sort of triumphant babyface return of Johnny Gargano, where he becomes Johnny freaking wrestling once again, and he puts all this sort of Ciampa stuff behind him, and that is the moment that he dethrones Tommaso Ciampa, whether that be at the next takeover.
Yeah.
I mean, then you'd be four takeovers in a row. I think you'd want to save it more for maybe the January.
You could
WrestleMania takeover next year when you do it in Brooklyn 5.
Absolutely, but we can just, I think you can just, after this, we put a line under it for a bit.
Yep.
And we come back to it, because the thing is that animosity between the two of them is always going to be there, and you don't need to do it as heavily as they have. Like, what have the two done that doesn't involve the other one for the last year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, totally.
Like, even when Johnny was just, when Ciampa was injured and Johnny was just wrestling, it was still all framed around Ciampa.
But that's how he lost at Brooklyn last year in that amazing match with Andrade Cien Almas, was the t-shirt throw.
Yeah.
And he's always seemed to, like, he lost a lot of those matches because of Ciampa being in his head.
Mm.
So it's a really, really interesting story. And I really like the Johnny Gargano character. I love the way they're taking him at the moment. And Tommaso Ciampa is just awesome. And what a great NXT champion he is.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't... Yeah, I don't think you want to waste that on a 2-3 week reign or whatever it's been, really. Like, you need... He just needs to keep it, because he is the... especially if you then say, like, your prediction for the women's title comes true, then you've swapped the sort of faces of the faces and heels of the two top titles on that brand.
Yeah.
And then you can have a the most despised heel in the company.
Well, that's it, yeah, because at the moment, NXT championships, all of them are held by heels.
Yeah.
Undisputed Era, and Adam Cole, Shayna Baszler, and Gargano.
Mm.
Gargano Ciampa. I managed to say all the wrong names in that. Amazing.
Gerber.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.